Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, March 15th, 2021. This morning I will talk about forgiveness. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Loving Father, beloved Son, forgiving Spirit, we praise you for your love and forgiveness. Redeem us from our sin, empower our lives with new meaning. In the power of your Holy Spirit, grant us new status as children of God and allow us to enter your work of reconciliation. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Why is forgiveness a sign of God's presence? Scripture attests to God's overwhelming love for us and willingness to forgive our sins. Even after God discovers the sin of Adam and Eve, he does not immediately impose a death sentence on them as previously warned. Instead, he outfits them with clothes like a mother preparing her first grader for school. God imposed a consequence for sin on Adam and Eve, but also left them with a positive conclusion so that they might learn from their mistakes and not become embittered. Similarly, after Cain murders Abel, God offers Cain grace, protecting him from revenge. The link between God's love and forgiveness allows the psalmist to write, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy." This is Psalm 103, verses 2-4. So if God's forgiveness is already well attested in the Old Testament, why did Jesus need to die on the cross? Part of the answer is to observe that God's forgiveness of Adam, Eve, and Cain was providentially incomplete. All three were still cursed. All three still left the presence of God. Christ's work on the cross was comprehensive, a recreation event, as the Apostle Paul writes. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Jesus Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting us with the message of reconciliation. This is 2 Corinthians 5:17-19. Christ reconciled us with God so we should reconcile with one another. With Adam, Eve, and Cain, none of this happens. Some psychologists look at forgiveness as a reframing event. Reframing occurs when new meaning is attached to a negative experience. For example, psychoanalyst Viktor Frankl, when confined to a concentration camp during the Second World War, focused his mind on preparing the lectures that he would give after the war on his camp experience. In reframing his persecution, Frank was able to survive the camp when others gave up hope and died. Reframing falls short of forgiveness because it focuses solely on the individual, neglecting the relationship among individuals and with God. When God forgives our sin, in a sense we reframe our self-image from rebel to child of God. The greater the sin forgiven, the deeper the transformation enabled. Forgiveness releases us from death row condemnation and allows us to be reconciled with God, with those we sin against, and with all of creation. When we then forgive others, we become ambassadors for Christ in this magnificent reconciliation project. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.